Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Remain faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when they will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." And they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time is come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. For the people of Jesus' time, that's the destruction of Jerusalem. But for us, he is asking us to prepare for his second coming. Well, from the book of Revelation says, "Remain faithful unto death." So we are invited to be faithful to the word of God. That's the only way. And only at the present moment. For the past, ask forgiveness. For the future, live in God's hand. Today, this present moment, ask His grace that we can do better. Try our best to fulfill the will of God with love. With mutual love, so that His wish can be fulfilled. He promised, "But two or three are united in His name, He will be in our midst."